Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram, aka Love Goddess, Lady J, Lady Love. That's me. We're gonna get started. I was on my Richard and I were on our way to see a play last night, Mahalia Jackson. Oh my God, it was so good, so good. And Happy Feelings came on. And so I said, ooh, I got to play that song because I got me to remind me of love. Good morning, family. This is Frankie Beverly and Mays. Happy Feelings. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janina and Ingram. Yes, that's me, Lady Love, Love Goddess, Lady J. All right, family, that was Happy Feelings by Frankie Beverly and Maze. You know, That song always reminds me of spring, summer. Frankie always coming to Chicago. Everybody wearing white. We listen, and no matter how Frankie can sing or not sing, we still enjoy the concert. Oh my God, Frankie Beverly, what an amazing energy! I remember sitting and reading just the words to his songs when I was little, and he had just like the most profound lyrics to me at the time. We are one. No matter what we do, we are one. I got myself to remind me of love. And before I let you go, I want to make sure that this is the right thing to do. It just has, I learned a lot listening to Frankie. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn within to the one that is the one, calling it love this morning, calling in the love. And as we recognize that there really is only one power and one presence on this line, we call it God, this great, great spirit that is known by many, many names. We call it God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And as we move into the breath, I just want to say I'm so grateful. I've been doing a Deepak and Oprah meditation of gratitude. It's so powerful, so powerful. But not only am I doing the meditation, I'm actually answering the questions. The profound questions that's making me think even deeper about gratitude and being even more present with gratitude. I just want to say thank you as we move and be more intentional about the breath, recognizing that there's power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe, family. I just want you to breathe. By taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release the breath, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. I want you to breathe, family, together. And know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. As we breathe in gratitude, this is the Our Father's prayer in Hebrew. Mm-hmm.
Did you lock your minka to tear tizra to bell or not? Ancha sagzu to harunura nagibor doshe kadega kabavat shamrim barkan tahadim rakame tazid kateka tamid gamlim chasin kadosh brahtuvka nehalateka yakid ge'ed amcha pane okre kadusha teka shavatanu kabel Ushma tazakatanu, yudea to alamo, urukshem kavod nakuto malam vayam.
Call it good. Call it love, y'all. Call it love. Yes, that's called Call It Love right here on the Love Journey by the Jeffries. This is your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey. And today is Live Your Blessings. Ooh, live your blessings. That's what the science of the mind is talking about today, family. Are we living our blessings? I got to play my little introductions to the, you know, when I'm getting ready to read the science of the mind, I have my little introduction song. Whose world is this, right, family? Whose world is this? The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is mine.
It's yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
Pump you up. Get up. Get up. Wake up, family. Whose world is this?
It's yours. The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this? It's yours. It's yours. It's mine. All right. Live your blessings. This first quote comes from Genevieve Girard. Just as thoughts send out vibrations to which there is a creative and attractive power, gratitude stimulates the field of etheric energy that surrounds you on a subtle level to bring into your life more of what brings you joy. Just as thoughts send out vibrations to which there is a creative and attractive power, gratitude stimulates the field of etheric energy that surrounds you on a subtle level to bring into your life more of what brings you joy. Ooh, gratitude. I hope you all are doing the gratitude meditation with Deepak and Oprah. It is so amazing. But not only doing the meditation, are you doing the journal questions? They are so interesting. Oh, my God. Like, today's question was one of the questions that stumped me this morning. They had, before I got on the Love Journey, I'm always doing the meditation, and then I answer the questions, right? Y'all won't believe I'm looking for my phone, right? And it's to find that journal question. I'm like, where is my phone? But anyway, that's neither here nor that. But one of the questions that was really stumped me this morning was of your many selves, your work self, your family self, your public self, your intimate self, which one needs to come forward more often? And once you know which self needs to come forward more often, note some ways you can make this happen. I was like, wow. I had to think. It was one of those questions. It made me think this morning. Which one of my selves needs to come out more often? Some of the questions is, how can you be more grateful? It asks you to experience one of the most beautiful things and write about it. It's been very interesting journaling these questions. Okay, I ain't got off topic, right? The Science of the Mind, page 497. The Science of the Mind on page 497 says, gratitude is one of the chief graces of our human existence, and is crowned in heaven with a consciousness of unity. You see, we've all been told to count our blessings. It's a wonderful practice that keeps us in a state of grateful awareness, but maybe only part of the picture. Acknowledging the good in our lives is important, but if we stop there, we miss a meaningful opportunity. What if rather than simply counting our blessings, we took it one step further and made our blessings count? Now, how do we do that? I know you're like, what? What's she talking about, right? By living the blessings we receive. By living the blessings we receive. We know that what we focus on expands. So fully embracing our blessings keeps good flowing in our direction. Have you been blessed with good health?
Live that good health by treating your body to a daily walk, a workout in the gym, a recreational sport, or some time outside in nature. Have you been blessed with loving, supportive friends and family? Well, nurture those relationships and make a phone call, schedule a coffee date, invite someone to lunch. Tell the people in your life how important they are. Maybe you've been blessed with prosperity. Share that gift with your spiritual community, charities that are close to your heart, or individuals and families you like to support, like the Love Journey. Whenever you are called to contribute, think of the Love Journey. Blessings are a gift from Spirit, and when we live those blessings, we unwrap that powerful gift and put it to good use. There's no better way to say thank you. To give the gift from Spirit, whether that's love, money, good health, whatever that blessing is. And so today's affirmation is, I meet every day with gratitude and an open heart. I give back lovingly and generously when I am called to serve. I meet every day with gratitude and an open heart. I give back lovingly and generously where I am called to serve. Think about, how am I living my blessing? Am I really serving by giving from a full cup? And am I really giving from every area that I can give? My money, my health. In the area that I can show up better. When I think about this, I give my money, I give time, but I don't do enough workout to the body. And so that's the area that I'm going to be more committed to being committed. Is to move that body. Where can we live our blessings? Where can we bring more gratitude by honoring that presence in our life? Where can you really take time to figure out where you can be more giving? If you've been blessed to be a blessing, well, who are we blessing? Are we blessing those who are giving us spiritual food? Are we honoring our bodies by exercising it, giving it enough water? I'm very conscious of making sure I drink enough water. I take my chlorophylls, my spirulina, and, you know, I get my herbs from my herb dealer, Mark, who grows a lot of his stuff in his backyard, in his farm out in, you know, he brings in alkaline water. But the movement, I probably could do some better foods, but the movement is where I really need to move that body for me. Am I really living the blessing? Are we really being present with the blessing? It's really what I think about when I saw that. You know, the reason I thought about being present is because last night, Britton and I, we went to see Mahalia Jackson, the play. It is so good. If you're in Chicago and you want something to do, this play is here until the April 14th at the Black Ensemble Theater. And it's interesting because they were saying how we should support the theater more. So they wanted us to let everybody know, you know, after this play, they're going to do a tribute to Lena Horne and Nancy Wilson. So that's the next play. This one is here to April 14th. So if you want to have a nice time out, it's interesting too, because tonight my girlfriend is taking me to see another play for Color Girls, When the Rainbow is Enough. That's my birthday gift. And I said to, you know, I just was thinking last night when I was listening to Mahalia Jackson's story, and the pain and the things she went through, couldn't have a baby, and
the man she really, really loved, that really, really loved her, they were going to get married, but he ended up dying of cancer, stage 4. And just her story, you know, I've heard Mahalia Jackson's, I heard her songs, but I didn't know her story. And I was like, wow. And how she was supposed to be with Martin Luther King the night he got shot, the day he got shot, he had begged her to come because he wanted, you know, she was like his rock. He, whenever he wanted prayer or support, he would call Mahalia. And when he come to Chicago, he would love to come to Chicago and stay with Mahalia and eat her food. And he just loved Mahalia Jackson, Martin Luther King did, and she loved him. They were like brothers and sisters. And that's something I didn't know. And he was very, very disappointed that Mahalia Jackson couldn't come, but she had got real sick the day that, and so she couldn't go to with Martin Luther King. But the point of my story of saying that, I was thinking about the blessings that people are in our life. So when they say living our blessings, I was thinking about when I was riding home how blessed I am to have some of the most amazing friends in my life. I was thinking about how blessed I am to have some of the most amazing relationships. I was in the African American Museum in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm all the way in D.C., and let me just tell you how favorite was. This is when you couldn't really get into the museum that easy when they first opened. So I was in Washington. My daughter, who lives in Washington, she asked me, what did I want to do? I said, I want to go to the museum. She said, oh, Ma, you can't just go to the museum like that. It's not like in Chicago. I'm like, what you mean? You can't just buy a ticket and go in? She said, nope, you got to go through all this, you know, some kind of, be on some kind of list. And I'm like, what, just to get in the museum? She said, yeah. But if you, you know, so I said, okay. So she went to her room, and I was laying in my room, and she came back. She said, Mom, you will not believe this. Somebody tweeted that they had 4 tickets for today for the museum. And I tweeted, she said, if, and she not even on my, she don't follow me and I don't follow her. It just showed up on my Twitter account. And she, so I inboxed her and told her that my mom was in town and she really wanted to go to the museum. Could I have the tickets? And she gave us the tickets for 1:00. I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, okay. So we in the museum, family. Walking in the museum, and I kept looking, and this lady, every floor we was on, this lady was right behind us. And so I looked at Ebony, I said, this lady following us. She said, Ma, how's somebody following you in the museum? She maybe just happened to be looking at the same exhibits we looking at. I'm saying, no, and she is following us. So she met, by the time we got to maybe the 5th floor, she finally got the nerve to say, are you Janine Ingram? And I'm like, I knew I didn't know this lady from nowhere. She said, are you Janine Ingram? And she started running down different things. I said, yes. And she started asking me, do you have to do this? I was like, yes. But I'm like, well, how does this lady know all this about me? It was just simple things, you know. But still, she said, I just follow you on Facebook. I live in North Carolina, and I happen to be in Washington, D.C. on the same day, and I knew it was you. She said, I knew one day I was going to meet you because I wanted to say to you how your post blessed my soul last year. My daughter was almost on her deathbed. She was about, they said she wasn't going to make it. There was times when I didn't think I was going to make it. Between her and me, we were sick all last year. And every time I got on Facebook, your post blessed my soul. It helped. It was the wind that helped me to believe in another day. And I started thinking when she told me that. Like, wow. And so she felt like she was meeting a superstar. And she was so honored. And she said, Janine, you don't know how your Facebook blessed my soul. I can't even tell you in words. I wouldn't even be here right now if it wasn't for your Facebook post. I was like, wow. So I started thinking about that, and I was thinking, I was telling Brittany the story last night, and I was thinking about blessings. And I started thinking, did you know from the very beginning, God created us to be in a relationship of blessings with others? God designed the family and friends and people to be a source of a blessing, of unconditional love, of acceptance, of value and worth. Parents have a responsibility to extend our blessing to our children. Proverbs 3:27 say, do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Give your blessing. But what does that really mean? I want you to think about that. Give your blessings. Live your blessings. But how do we give our blessings? Just by being in our own presence. Think about it. When I post what I post on my Facebook, believe it or not, I'm a reader. So I post a lot of different articles and say, okay, when I'm sitting in the doctor's office or when I'm doing different things where I have to be still, I sit and read the different articles that I post. Sometimes I post stuff that I haven't read yet, but I want to read it later. I post stuff for myself. I never post to, like, I'm not really one who posts, like, what I'm doing in my life. Yeah, I'm walking down the street. And I don't really post that kind of stuff. Not to say that that stuff is bad or good. And, you know, I'm just saying I post I want to see or hear or things that I want to remember or somebody, you know, like the first black woman to walk the moon. Or, you know, I post that kind of stuff. So I never knew that people were being blessed by my post. Somebody inboxed me one day and said, Jeanette, I don't know these people. These people, even the lady in the museum, I never met her until that day. But it was interesting. Somebody posted the other day and said, I just want to thank you for your post being one of the most refreshing Facebook pages. I know when I come on your Facebook page or I see your name that there's going to be a blessed word behind it. How can we give our own blessings just by being us? Now, I'm not asking you to extend yourself any more than just being you, the Old Testament, Isaac. Back then, the blessing of the Jewish father for his son was reserved for a single powerful moment. The father knew that his words would give his son a sense of identity, setting the course of the young man's future into motion. Once spoken, a blessing cannot be revoked or changed. So a Jewish father chose his words carefully. We must speak it for them to receive it. Then his father Isaac said to him, come here, my son, and kiss me. So he went to him and kissed him. And when Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, may God give you of heaven's dew and earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and people bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed and those who bless you be blessed. He was blessing his son. He was sending a blessing with his son. How can we bless those around us? And more importantly, how can we bless our children today? See, the blessings point out in a book, John Trent and Gary Smalley, and I wrote these down so I can share these with you today. And this book tells us how we can send, bless our own children. But I want to talk about this and bless not just our children, but those around us. People, can we see the God in people when we're around them? Can we bless the God in them? And these points, four practical ways that we can bless our children just like Isaac did. The first thing we should do is touch them. Isaac called Jacob close to him. He touched them and kissed them, and whatever form it takes, a kiss, a tickle, a wrestle match, or the floor, the simple act of affectionate touch between a parent and a child communicates volume. Jesus knew this too. We learn from him that he took the children in his arms and he put his hands on them and he blessed them, Mark 10:16. Let's extend not only our children, but touch a friend, a loved one, and give them a blessing today. A touch can communicate volumes. Speak to them. A blessing is not a blessing until it's spoken. Our children need to hear you say, I love you. I'm so proud of you. You can do it. At two critical times in Jesus' own life, at his baptism when he was about to start his ministry and near the end on the Mount of Transfiguration, he heard his Father's voice, this is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. Who can we speak a blessing to today? One, our children. But who else can we speak those blessings to? Who can we call up today and say, I'm so proud of you as my friend. I see you. I love you. And I'm sure heaven looks down on you and say, to my daughter, to my son who I love, I am so pleased. Who can we say that to as well as our children? Encourage. You see, the word blessing actually means to bow your knee before someone. Bowing before someone is a graphic example of attaching value to that person. And when you value people, you find out their likes and dislikes. You laugh with them. You cry with them. You invest your time with them. Are we investing some time with those we love, along with our children and others, encouraging them? Are we reminding them as we encourage them of their truth? Next, remind them. Encourage your children to be all they can be in life. Help them reach that potential by enlarging their vision of a God who always does things in abundance. Find out their dreams and dream with them. Remind your children of what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen and no ear has heard and no mind can conceive what God has prepared for those who love God. Use your words to change your children's future. Give your children a blessing today. This is a book called The Blessing. The Blessing by John Trent and Gary Smalley. Gary Smalley. Can we send out a blessing today to our children? Our children need our blessing, but not only our children. I bring out the children because the book talk about it, and I thought about what's going on in our community. There's two young boys, they're about 10 and maybe 8, who live in our building, and their mother, when I say she cusses them from A to Z, from the morning to night, she cusses them through the night. She cusses them sometimes, and it'd be like so much noise down there, like she's throwing them across the room, and she don't call them nothing good, nothing good. No name that comes out her mouth is good, nothing. So they came and knocked on my door the other day. This would make me think about this book. So they wanted $5. So they was trying to sell me some headphones similar to the ones I had. I said, well, I don't need any headphones. I got headphones. I said, are you all hungry? They said, yeah, we're hungry. So I had already said I was going to just give them the money. So I sat and talked to them for a while, and I went in my purse and I gave them both money to go to the store and get something to eat. But I prayed over them and I touched them. And I think about them often because I wonder what kind of man would they grow up to be cursed and hit and thrown around the way their mother treat them. And so, I mean, even to the point sometimes, Asia, my daughter is crying, to the point where she wants to go downstairs and knock on that lady's door, and she is like livid because she can't take it. But I tell you, when God brought those young men to me, I just prayed over them And I encouraged them to tell them they had to learn how to pray. Pray for their mother. Pray for their house. Pray for themselves. And I told them how God has a great blessings stored up for them. I want you to encourage the children as we think about blessing and moving out on this weekend. Take some time and send your grown daughter or your grown son a nice letter of love. You got little children at home, them and hug them and remind them, as I remind you today, that when God laid out the plan for your life, God placed inside of you everything that you need to fulfill every destiny. And God already has lined up the right people, the right breaks, the right favor, and increase. And as I leave this blessing for you today, Psalm 31 says, God has great blessings stored up. God has great blessings stored up. The divine time, you're going to come into your stored up blessings. You ain't going to have to go after them. You won't have to find them, because what God has destined for you can't nobody take away from you. And what God got stored up for you, it won't go to anybody else, because God knows your address. That's why you don't have to be frustrated when you see other people being blessed. Maybe your friend's moving to a new house, but you've been believing for 10 years. But I tell you, God, what God got for you, you might not understand why you're where you are. I know you wish you had what you wanted, because it's not your time, destined time yet. But let me tell you, in your divine time, what God has stored up for you can nobody take away. There's a house with your name on it, a spouse with your name on it, healing with your name on it, blessings with your name on it, family. You see, you're going to be blessed to be a blessing. In scripture, when the prophet Samuel came to Jesse's house to choose one of his sons, the next king, he tried to pour anointing oil on each of the seven sons, but the oil would not flow out of the bottle. Why? Because the oil had been stored up for David. God had already destined him to be the next king, and no matter how hard Samuel tried to get the oil out, he couldn't do it. But when he came to David, it was like the floodgates were open. The oil flowed freely. The oil God has for you, the blessings that are stored up for you, are not going to flow to anyone else. Don't be jealous because a friend got a promotion, frustrated because your business partner saw a dream come to pass. They're not getting your oil. If you got what they have, it wouldn't help you. What God stored up for you is a perfect fit for your life. And when you understand this, you'll celebrate successes of other people. So this lesson is twofold. Somebody needed to hear this today. Somebody needs to bless their child today. And somebody needs to know that what God got for you, nobody can take it. There's a divine time to all things. And what God has already destined for you is going to be like David. The oil just going to flow. He tried to pour that oil out on all seven of the sons, but no oil would flow out the bottle. Why? Because the oil had been stored for David. See, the oil that God has for us, each and every one of us, that's our blessing stored up. They're not going to flow anybody else. God knows our address. And when you see God's blessing showing up for somebody else, know that it's your turn next. And be happy, because God says, get ready. Get ready. Because your blessings are about to flow your way. Get ready, family. Get ready. That's my message for today, family. Get ready for the blessings. And so I just want to point out these four things that I want you to go, because I want you to remember this. When you're pouring out your blessing, remember to touch your child or touch somebody's child today, because you've been blessed to be a blessing. Those two little boys come to my mind often because I live above them and I hear how their mother cussed them from morning to night. How she calls them all kind of bleed, black moose, MFs. And that we were created to be in a relationship with the blessings of others. But we got to speak it to receive it. We got to give those blessings. And not just to the children. Give those blessings to people around you. People you love. Touch them. Speak to them. Encourage them. Just in case you didn't get it. The book is called The Blessing by John Trent and Gary Smalley. And it points out four practical ways to bless our children, just as Isaac did. The first thing is to touch them. So I say, touch your children this morning. But now let's extend it to someone we love, our parents. You know, our parents could use a touch from us, a kiss, a tickle, a wrestle, or some kind of love touch. You know, your friends, we don't know. Just because we see them smiling, we don't know what's going on in their life. Call Jacob close to him. He touched him and kissed him. You see, this simple act of affectionate touch between a parent and a child communicates volume. Jesus knew this too when we learn from Jesus that he took the children in his arms and he put his hands on them and he blessed them. Speak a blessing. A blessing is not a blessing until it is spoken. Your children need to hear you say, "Ooh, I love you. I'm so proud of you and that you can do it." At two critical times in Jesus' life, his baptism, when he was about to start his ministry and near the end on the Mount of Transfiguration, he heard his Father's voice from heaven, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased, beloved." Beloved, touch and speak. Encourage our children. Encourage our children. When we value people, we find out what they like and dislike. We laugh with them. We cry with them. We invest time with them. Are you laughing and crying with our children and investing time with them? Are we even doing that with the ones we love? Let's do that today, this weekend. Let's make that an assignment, one for our children and one to someone else that we love, our parents. Remind them, your children, to be that they can be all they want to be in life. Help them reach their potential by engaging and enlarging their vision of a God who always does things in abundance. Find out their dreams and dream with your children this morning. Dream with your friends. Dream with your loved ones and help them see the dream. Remind your children what Apostle Paul said. No eyes have seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has already prepared for them. Use your words to change your children's future and give your children a blessing today. And I say extend that blessing to those we love as well. That's my message. That's my message. Be a blessing. Give a blessing. Who can we bless today, family? Who can we stop today and bless today? It's time that we bless. And so today, even after saying this to you, I'm going to stop. When I see those children downstairs who mother cussed them from A to Z every day, and all they ever hear is that they black MFs, and they ain't going to never be no blah, blah, blahs. And that's all she said to her children. There's never a time that I've ever heard her say anything nice to her children. I want to take those boys, get them a bath, and oil them up because sometimes they're so ashy. And I just want to love them up. They're smart, they're bright, they're intelligent, they're amazing kids, even though they get cussed out every day like that. Whatever you ask them to do, they're respectful. We got to stop talking to these kids like that. That's why these kids growing up acting the way they acting. It was sad I was on this man kicking an elderly lady, kicking her on the train, and nobody stopped him. I'm saying to him, it's because, you know what? Somebody probably kicked him around when he was a kid. Extend a blessing to the children in the neighborhood today. You see a kid walking down the street, a child, send some love, even if you don't say anything to them. Send some love their way. Anoint them with a blessing, even if it's in your mind. Energy is powerful. Our children need us. Children need us. Bless somebody's child today. Bless your own children today. And again, the book is called The Blessing. This book is called The Blessing. And so as we heard the article, Live Your Blessings Today, we talked about blessing the children, our children, others' children, because your children are my children. And my children are yours. We are one. We got to bless all the children. So you got the four steps to blessing the children. And then I say bless somebody we love, our parents, our friends. Let somebody know today and encourage them with the blessing. And whatever that blessing could look like, investing time, taking them to lunch, sending them money. I don't know what that blessing would look like from you, but bless somebody today. Bless somebody today. Any questions, comments, and concerns, bless *6 on teleconference and touch *1 on Blog Talk Radio. Send us a blessing today. Brenton and I are going to court this morning. send us favor with the judges. Bless us today. All right, family. I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dreams. Again, the book is called The Blessing by Gary Trent. Trent. Let me see. I'm sitting up here saying Gary Trent. But the name, John Trent and Gary Smalley. The book is called The Blessing. That's a really interesting book about blessing, about speaking your blessings, receiving your blessings. It says you must speak a blessing before you can receive the blessing. Speak your blessings this morning, family. I love it. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday morning. This is Mesa. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your head to the sky, family. For the clouds will tell you why.
Your head to the sky. With your hands that got me, keep me.